It's two for a three.
Yeah! Shoots it at the horn. No good. 116 to 150.
Oh, my God.
Grizzly Sports is brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Now Grizzly Sports, a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports.
And good evening and welcome to the West Plains Civic Center and the Joe Paul Evans Arena. It's Grizzly basketball and we're back after being off for it seems like a couple of years after stopping mid-December. The Grizzlies come back tonight and they'll be taking on for the second time this year on this court the Link Year Prep Academy Lions from Branson. And the Grizzlies come in with an 8-7 record, 5-game winning streak, and the Grizzlies, if they win tonight, would be on a 6-game winning streak. That, Curtis Ballew to my right, would be the longest winning streak for the Grizzlies since 2017 when they won the first 11 games of the season that year.
Well, and it's been a long time coming, obviously, since 2017 to have a winning streak put together that long. And it's much needed as we're going to head into Region 16 play and hopefully – you know, we got a win to start the year against Link Year, ended the semester on a win, and hopefully we can start this semester on a win as well.
Starters are being introduced. The Grizzlies starting five tonight. We'll probably should mention that we don't have Alonzo Easterling tonight. He is going to be going in for an MRI, which is not a real good sign. He's been sitting out for over a month. For about a month, but his knee issue evidently isn't responding very well, so they will do an MRI on him. Also, a medical redshirt issue to Jake Sage for the Grizzlies, along with Jalen Heisen. They're both medical redshirts. Grizzlies starting five, Desiah Green, new hairdo and all from Parkview High School, our outstanding freshman playing at one forward spot, and he'll be out there with Javon Barbie, who'll jump center, 6'5 forward from Tacoma, Washington. Ace Evans also got a haircut during Christmas from Milwaukee, redshirt freshman. Ty Smith, the redshirt sophomore, transfer from Coffeyville. Grizzlies win the tip. First shot of 2026 is a lay-in good by Josiah Green, 2-0.
Quick start, great start.
I'm not sure that didn't take any more than about 5 seconds. And we're back at it. On the left sideline, the Grizzlies trap in the man-to-man. Here's Judah Louderback. He went to high school at Nixa. He kicks it to the left corner. Driving across the lane, kick it to the far side, tipped out of bounds by Ty Smith, and it will stay with the Lions, and we're only 31 seconds into the ball game.
Good defensive pressure so far by the Grizzlies.
Here's the inbound play, and it'll be played from underneath. Webster gets it down on low block, missed shot on the short one by Richardson, and rebound to the Grizzlies. In the front court, Desiah, open three in the corner. That's off the back iron. Comes off into the hands of Louderback. Louderback left to right. Long pass up. Bad pass. Stolen away. Here comes Desiah. 3-on-2 break. Take it to the hole, young man. Puts it up. No good. Got fouled. And he'll shoot two with 19:10 to go in the first half. The Grizzlies with a 2-0 lead.
I like to see the Grizzlies playing with the defensive pressure that they are and then also looking to attack when they get a steal.
The Grizzlies beat this team 104-57 back on November the 1st. First free throw is no good by Josiah Green with another one to follow. Blaine Harris not in the lineup tonight either. I should have mentioned Blaine. The Cape Girardeau sophomore is out. He's sick. Next free throw, no good by Josiah, 0-2. Still 2-0. Gola brings it up. takes it to the wing to the baseline. Proctor goes up and under, and he stepped out of bounds, and that's a turnover on Linkier. Proctor is a big lad. He's thick, 6'5", from Miami, Florida. Josiah Green is shoulder to shoulder with him down low. Here we go on offense. Lob to the high post. Duck down pass. Nobody cut. Thrown out of bounds. Turnover Grizzlies.
Ty Smith thought Josiah was at a different point under the basket.
Grizzlies first turnover. Just underway in West Plains. Goal out front on the left sideline. They'll move it to the wing now to Gillespie. To the other side, Proctor has it. Goes baseline, hook pass way over the top and out of bounds. Nice catch by Gus Blobenfeld on the Grizzly bench. Turnover three on Linkier. I was thinking we got off to a really good start against this team. Let's see. At halftime, it was 50-28. In the corner, Ty Smith, three ball, good. Tyrell knocks in the three from the right corner, and the Grizzlies have a 5-0 lead with 18:14 to go in the first half. Just getting started at the Civic Center, and we'll take a 30-second timeout on Hot Country KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire-related, they have you covered.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
And now it's Linkier with the basketball. Out front, they get to Gullet. Looks to go right, does. Steps all the way through. Got fouled on the shot by A7. 2 minutes into the game. 18 minutes to go in the half.
I think Ace thought he was going to have some more help defense there and had to foul to stop an easy bucket.
A lot of times, the guy that gets called for the foul is not the guy responsible for guarding the guy that got fouled. Free throw is good. All the time, you'll see somebody coming. Somebody loses their man. You're trying to help, and no good deed goes unpunished. First free throw is good, and the next one is good. 5-2 game. Grizzlies back in the white with the red and blue trim. Ace Evans from Pomona. Good. That was about 5 feet behind the three-point line over on the right side. Grizzlies up 8-2. Ball fake. They'll put it on the deck. Lean in. The shot is no good. It spins off. Now out of bounds. Off of the link here. And it'll be Grizzly basketball. I think we got a pretty good call there.
I think we did too.
Carter Keeling got the ball inside. And Carter Keeling, who's a 6'4 forward from Purdy, played pretty well against us back in November. He's out there on the court right now. At the point. To the right corner, Ty Smith. He's open. The three is no good. Rebound, no one home except Javon Barbie, who lays it in.
I think a couple of Lions there missed their jump or something, and it fell right to Javon.
Javon's like, wow, how easy was that? Just fell right into his hands. Nobody around him. Now on the left, it's Keeling. As they try to pick and roll, it doesn't work. Back to the point. Proctor has it. The big forward to the right wing. Three ball is launched and no good. Long rebound tipped out, picked up by the Grizzlies. Here comes Sean Glass up the right side. Desaias steps through, goes up, got blocked, got fouled too. And that'll be on Keeling. That'll be his first foul of the ball game. So the Grizzly five right now. Ty Smith along with Desaias Green. We also have Ace Evans on the court. Plus Shandarius Glass from West Monroe, Louisiana. Free throw number one, good. Josiah Green missed his first two, makes this one. And the next try is good. 12-2 ball game. To the right point, curling over, here's Proctor. hands the ball off now on the left to the low block. Posting inside, Proctor pushed off, got it back, shot it, missed it, tipped out, picked up by Evans. Ace Evans, crossover dribble, top of the circle, kicks it outside. Sean Glass shoots a three, it won't go. Ball comes off and tipped out, picked up in the corner by Linkier, and they'll control it and bring it back the other way. This is Gillespie, and he pushes off, but a foul's going to be called instead. That'll be on the Grizzlies. And that'll be on the Zaire Green. The schedule isn't real intense here starting the new calendar year. The Grizzlies play tonight. They will play Saturday at Moberly against number 13 Moberly Greyhounds. In the right corner, to the corner, here's Gillespie. Down low, posting. Here's a shot by Richardson. No good, but fumbled away. Picked up by Proctor. Picked up finally by Ace Evans. Evans in the front court. Takes it all the way in the hole. Goes up. Lays it up and no good. Tipped up and in. Terrific play by Sean Glass. Sean is, he's probably, I don't know how many times I've said that, he's probably our best rebounder.
And he's probably the shortest guy on the team.
Here's a shot from the wing, no good. Rebound, Malachi Lynch in the game, gets it before falling out of bounds, up the floor. Sean Glass, step over, knocked away. Loose ball picked up by Barley, now to the point. Malachi goes to the hole, lays it up and good with the left hand.
Great hustle there by Sean to save it to Damani to keep that offensive possession going.
16-2, Goose Blobenfelt will check in for the Grizzlies. They'll hold out front. Gola in the ball game now. Ben Gola dribbles in, goes down, turns, shoots a really tough shot and gets it to go from about 10 feet away.
He did that on Damani, our best defensive player, I'd say.
Grizzlies come back now. The Lions play the zone. Here's a three from the point. Good by A7. He makes that look so effortless. And he's shooting the ball 23 feet anyway.
And he takes his time, it seems like, with it too.
19-4. May be too late for the Lions. Close the barn door now. Give and go. Ball knocked away and stolen. Grizzlies come back 3-on-2. Break 4-on-2. All the way. Sean Glass. Right hand layup. No good. Tipped up and in by Malachi. On the right side. Here's a pull-up three. That won't go. And the rebound is going to be out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it was touched by the Grizzlies, so it'll stay with the Lions. Goose Blobenfelt, Clayton Robbins checking in. We get a media timeout. 14-16 to go in the first half. Score, Grizzlies 21, Lions 4. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Do you feel that chill in the air and see the wild geese flying south? Here in the Ozarks, cold weather can hit us quick and hard. It's time to prepare diesel fuel in your tractor, pickup, and over-the-road truck. Here at Hirsch Feed, West Plains store, Dr. Greg has just the prescription, so you don't have to call 911. Yes, we have 911 Power Service products along with other diesel fuel products. We have Howes, Lucas, and QMI fuel additives. But remember, you need to keep that engine warm for those freezing nights. We have green concentrate antifreeze at $9.49 per gallon, but don't forget to add a block heater. We have heaters for the coolant and also 200-watt magnetite for the oil pan. So when the temperatures drop below 32 degrees, think of Dr. Greg and his interns for your winter operation.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
It's wintertime, and that means you will need a little something extra to deal with the cold and freezing temperatures. Hirsch is here to help. Everything from snow shovels to stovepipes, plus rugged and durable clothing to keep you warm. Boots by top brands like Ariat, Red Wing, Muck, and others to keep your feet warm and dry. Stop in and see us today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Back to play. Grizzly basketball after a two by Ben Gola for the Lions. And now in the front court, Linkier with it. They move it outside with Carter Keeling now at the point. Keeling gets it back. Ball fake right, goes left, backs down, gets cut off nicely by Malachi down the right corner. Devontae Barley is in the ball game again for the Grizzlies. Top of the circle, crossover dribble, backing down, pump fake, trap, back to the point. Richardson has to shoot from 17 with one on the shot clock, no good. Good defensive series that time for the Grizzlies. Devontae Barley, as the Grizzlies set up their five-out offense on the left wing. Malachi goes baseline hard, cut off, pump fake, goes up. Ooh, no good, but he got fouled. And he'll go to the line, and he'll shoot two. Malachi Lindsay is, you know, all players seem to have their special talents. Malachi is one of the best players the Grizzlies have at guard, and that's saying something for getting to the rim with the ball.
Yeah. I'd say he's right there with A7s as well.
Free throw good by Malachi. Javon Barbie checks back in, and Sean Glass will get a break. 13-11 to go in the half, 22-6. And good. I think all Grizzlies that are dressed and able to play have checked into the game so far. And I can, well, I see three over on the bench that are not dressed out. And that doesn't count to Jake Sage. Offensive foul now on the screen. That'll be called against Link Gear Prep with 13:01 to go in a turnover. So the Grizzlies come back down to the left side to the point. Malachi thought about it. To the right wing, Blobenfelt. Inside, posting up. Here's Javon Barbie, goes up, got swatted away, but a foul will be called against Link Gear's Carter Keeling. Shoot a louder back, we'll get the call. He got him first, and it'll be two shots.
That's Lauterback second, so two players for the Lions with two fouls.
First free throw good by Javon Barbie. So more players playing more minutes in this game than they did in the first one for sure when everybody played in that blowout. Next one is good by Javon Barbie, and the Grizzlies now lead it 25-6. Louder back out higher. Keeling out high, drives down, puts it high off the board, no good. The rebound taken up by Richardson, no good, but a foul on the play.
Good rebound there by Richardson.
So he'll go to the free throw line. And the first try is good.
The first foul on Barbie, it's the third team foul for the Grizzlies. Lions have five team fouls.
Next free throw attempt is good. So back come the Grizzlies with a 25-8 lead with 12.5 to go in the first half. Malachi Lindsay way out right side to Goose to the post. Turning, facing, 12-foot jump shot. Barbie spins off the rim and brought down by Aiden Gazaway. He's from New Jersey. He's 6'7", good player. Now over on the right to the point. Ball fake Keeling, pull up, got away with a little walk, jab step, and the ball comes off on the miss to Malachi. Malachi comes up the right side, goes to his left to the left point. Devontae Barley shoots a three, spins it up there, but it won't go. Dipped over and picked up by Link Gear and Ben Gola. Gola handles out front. He's played for a couple of years with Link Gear. Pretty solid guard over on the left side now. Judah Lauterback into the paint, slapped away, and now ball is, he still has it. He's been in the lane for 10 seconds. Now down the lane, here's Gola, pump fake, he's trapped in the lane. Now Lauterback for a three. Bangs around and comes out. Leighton Robbins with the rebound. Javon Barbie to the hole, goes up right at Gazaway, and the ball is knocked away in a block. Good defense. And now in the front court. Again, Gola kicks it inside out to the wing for a three. No good. Ball rebounded. Actually, no one rebounded. It went out of bounds to the far corner. 11:03 left. And we get immediate timeout. 11:03 left in the half. Grizzlies 25. And the Lions 8. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
The white-clad Grizzlies lead the black-clad Lions by a count of 25-8, and we're back to it. Grizzly basketball and Javon Barbie with Malachi Lindsey, Tyrell Smith, Josiah Green, and Clayton Robbins. Alley-oop backdoor caught, but up off the board and good by Ty Smith.
4-2.
Ty Smith has 5. Ty is listed 6'3". Sitting up here just looking down and looking at Ty, you don't think of him being really that big. He's a big kid. He plays big for 6'3", that's for sure. Down on the left, Gola. Hand check. Gets in the lane. Fall away from 12 is no good. Rebound weak side. Clayton Robbins with it. And out the right side, Javon Barbie takes it to the hole. Puts up a floater. Good from the right baseline from 6 feet away. That's a tough shot. And it changes plan in midair. They screen out front. Keeling has it. Dribble down the lane. Goes up over Clayton Robbins. No good. Ball is going to be fought for and a foul call. Grizzlies will pick that up. Clayton Robbins from West Plains with the foul. That's his first. So with 10:02 to go in the half. And the free throw is no good. Carter Keeling with one more. So Malachi Lindsey comes to the bench. A7's back in the ball game for the Grizzlies. Next try is good. Keeling gets one, and it's 29-9. Right point, ace, three ball good. From way outside, his third three. He's got 9, 32-9. Out on the left side, down the front court, Kamir Perry has it on the left to the corner. Pump fake, now a pull up, back to the point, good ball movement, right wing, louder back, three ball is good. That's the best offense that the Lions have run tonight.
Yeah.
32-12. They got their coach kind of excited. High post, Josiah Green. Turns inside out. Left corner. Here's Clayton Robbins. Three ball. Good.
Grizzlies bring it right down the court with good offense of their own and good passes.
How obvious is it that this is a much better shooting Grizzly basketball team than last year? Up the floor, Josiah on the break, 4-on-2, and a miss, and the ball will be, little foul is going to be called on the play on Link here.
That's going to be back to your point, Hart. It's very obvious that it's a better shooting team than last year.
We have the Duncan three-point counter on the wall down here to the north end. Here's the first free throw by Josiah, and it's good. And in recent years, that three-point board has not moved a whole lot, and we just made our, at least here at the Civic Center, 96th three of the year. Next try, good. Josiah makes them both, 4 points from the line, 6 for the night, 37-12, 8:50 to play. First half. This is really a good game to play coming out of the long break and getting ready for a tough game Saturday at Moberly. Baseline Proctor backs down against Barbie. Backdoor pass. Good cut. Layup is up and in by Carter Keeling. Nice play by the Lions. 37-14.
That's a great tune-up going into Region 16 play.
In the corner, Goose Blobenfeld. Three ball deep. It's good.
That pushes the Grizzly lead to 26.
I haven't stopped to count the threes yet, but we've got a bunch of them. At the right point, on the right side, Louder back to Proctor up high. We'll hand the ball off to Cohen George. Now on the right side. This is Tamir Perry back out on the left side. Well, actually on the right wing. Here's a turn to the middle by Keeling. Works his way to the glass with the right hand. Good. He can't go to his left. We have so far failed to realize that. He's going to spin and go right every time. 40-16. Long three. Good. Oh, by Blobenfeld from section 107.
Woo, this is feeling good tonight.
Let it rip. 43-16. Still 7.5 minutes to go in the half. Now steal out front. Come on, Tyrell. Put one down. And he does with two hands off the steal. Tyrell's got 7. 45-16. Proctor out high to the baseline. Goes back to his left. Now works his way with the right hand ball. No good off the rim. Saved by the Grizzlies. Up the floor. Barbie 2-on-2 all the way to the hole. Slows down, lays it up good, foul the play, and the basket counts for Jamal Barbie. He's got 8 points with another chance at the line in just a moment, and it's 47-16, and we're going to get another timeout with 6:50 to play in the half. Grizzlies 47, Lions 16. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire-related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
6 minutes. 6 minutes, 50 seconds left in the half. Grizzlies have made 7 threes here in the first half, and they lead it 47-16. So you're on a pace. Who knows? 12, 14. Who knows how many threes tonight?
Yeah, I mean, who knows how many points at this point. You know, it could be right around there. The last game or the first game with Steve. I don't know if Linkier will get to where they were, though.
Well, they only have 57 first time around. Right now, the Grizzlies are 48 with still close to 7 minutes to go in the half. We scored 104 on November the 1st. We are definitely going to threaten that tonight. Back to play. It's Brody Gillespie. Pass down low. Ball nearly lost by Caraway. Now on the corner, here's a pull-up jumper. Good. Nice shot that time by Brody Gillespie, his first basket of the game. 15 feet, 48-18. A7, he'll shoot a three from the point. No good. Rebound comes straight back and is taken off the rebound by Gillespie. Bounce pass inside on the break, and it's kicked by the Grizzlies. That stops the clock with 6:13 left in the half. To say hello to Sean Glass family down in Louisiana. Hope they're watching, listen, probably are, I would guess. Here's a pass inside. Proctor muscles it up and gets it to go in. And that'll be his first basket of the ball game. Bryce Proctor from Miami, Florida. Left corner, Sean Glass. Jab step. Takes it baseline inside out. Wraparound pass to Monty Barley. Takes it to the hole strong. Teardrop. Five-footer is good. Damani's first basket of the ball game. And now, everyone has scored. High post, Proctor turns. 13-footer straight on. Clanks it off the back iron. And now Ty Smith comes back up the left sideline. Hesitates. Back it goes behind him. Sean Glass from 23 feet, no good. Ball tipped up in the air by Barley, no good. Rebounded finally by Gillespie, and back come Link here. Damani is just a fly in the ointment. I love to watch him play. He had a guy on each side of him. He still nearly got the rebound, nearly tipped it in. Here's a bad pass. That's going to go backcourt, but it was tipped back. Gillespie has it. 5 minutes to go in the half. 50-20. Stolen. Ace Evans. All the way in. Lays it up and good. Probably got fouled. But let's not be greedy. Up 52-20. The first two-point basket Ace has made tonight. He's got 11. And tonight, it's Calico Rock Night at the Civic Center. Proud to have the Zebras with us. Front court, Gillespie has it. To the point, Proctor puts it on the deck, goes hard to the rim, just muscled it up there. Bull in a China shop move, and a foul will be called on the Grizzlies. There's not really been, I think, a term coined for when a bigger player in particular just puts their shoulder down and just goes right at you and just bulldozes you under the basket. I'm going to start referring to that as the bull in the China shop.
Might as well, yeah. I mean, that's the best way to frame it.
And the ball thrown out of bounds. Linkier Prep turns it over for the sixth time. The proverbial bull in the China shop move. In the front court, Malachi Lindsey back at the ball game for the Grizzlies. Sean Glass, left side. Pull up, 17-footer, bang!
That's his range, the mid-range. Always silky smooth.
4 points for Sean, 54-20. High post, Proctor on the deck, dribbles down hard off the glass, won't go down, rebound, Malachi has it. And the Grizzlies are going to go a little bit. Malachi up high, kicks it to the corner. Sean thought about it, moves it outside. At the point, Goose up fake over to Sean, gives it back. Goose drives, lays it up and good. And that is basketball right there, folks.
Great job at being unselfish and finding Goose cutting to the basket.
Right point, long three is knocked in by Cohen George. 56-23. 3:25 to go in the half. Malachi down the lane, goes up, spins it off the board and good. He nearly stopped and took an extra step and spun it in. Out front, Fisher James. Now at the right wing, another three ball is no good. Rebounded by Damani Barley. 58-23. Barley puts it on the deck, goes up, and a shot no good. He nearly made an impossible shot, but it rims off to the right, picked up by the Lions.
I think he was fouled, too.
He's nearly behind the backboard and nearly made the shot. Now this will be a turnover on the Lions at the offensive end. Cohen George stepped out of bounds. Dean Smith would say, how can you not know where you're standing? Timeout, 2:51 to go in the first half. 58-23, Grizzlies. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Do you feel that chill in the air and see the wild geese flying south? Here in the Ozarks, cold weather can hit us quick and hard. It's time to prepare diesel fuel in your tractor, pickup, and over-the-road truck. Here at Hirsch Feed, West Plains store, Dr. Greg has just the prescription, so you don't have to call 911. Yes, we have 911 Power Service products along with other diesel fuel products. We have Howes, Lucas, and QMI fuel additives. But remember, you need to keep that engine warm for those freezing nights. We have green concentrate antifreeze at $9.49 per gallon. But don't forget to add a block heater. We have heaters for the coolant and also 200-watt magnet type for the oil pan. So when the temperatures drop below 32 degrees, think of Dr. Greg and his interns for your winter operation.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
All right, we come back, and I've got some knowledge for us. Oh, Calico Rocks is now the Pirates. I wonder when they changed. I don't know. Why did you change? Anyway, it is Calico Rock night here. They were the Zebras. Here's Sean Glass, left point three, rims off. Down by Caraway. Down the front court. I said Caraway. Gazaway. And now at the point, they'll work it to the left wing, and now back. To the low block, knocked away and stolen. Clayton Robinson, steal. Gets it down to Zaya Green. Up ahead. Barley, stop, pace it up, no good. Ball tipped around. Finally picked up again by Gazaway. And here come the Lions with 2:05 to go in the half. High post Proctor, backdoor pass, knocked away. Good play by Zaya Green. Picked up by Gazaway in the corner. To the high block. Proctor backs down. Bull in the China shop move. Blocking foul call off Zaya Green. He just backed his big old rear right into him and knocked him on the floor. And that was Desai's fault.
Yeah.
So he gets his second foul.
I always wonder how that works out.
Here's the inbound play in the corner. Back to the low block. Gazaway, he'll be fouled by Clayton Robbins on the reach in. 1:48 to go in the half. Oh, Clayton, he's going to be this in the morning. He'll feel this because he's going to play a lot more in the second half, too. Here's the free throw. Good. Javon Barbie from Tacoma, Washington. You ever been to the Northwest?
Oregon.
Not yet.
Oregon,
Washington. It is jaw-dropping. Pretty. Free throw again. Good. Clean air. A lot of green stuff. 58-25 front court. Malachi to the baseline. Wrap around. Back to the wing. Three for Sean Glass. In and out. And the rebound comes off. And controlled by Golan. Out front. Ball knocked away. Still is picked up, though. And Linky will take it to the hole, and the shot is partially blocked by Barbie, tipped away from behind. Now the lay-in is up and good by Gazaway, and he has 6 points. 58-27 to 1:15 to go in the half. Left side, A7. Down the key, all the way. Ace lays it up, no good, but he got fouled on the shot. And he'll shoot two. So Ace back to the line. He's shot the ball extremely well tonight. He's made three threes and two to go along with that. So trying to add on so far to an 11-point night. He is the leading scorer for the Grizzlies, 15 a game, and Sean Glass is just right there behind him. Here's a free throw, and good.
He gets the first one to go. Big stop.
Gustav is in the game.
Where exactly is Goose from?
New Zealand.
New Zealand. Okay, that's not what I was guessing. Because I can't remember.
Here's the next free throw. Good. 60-27, a minute to go in the half. Grizzlies go to a zone, trying to stay out of any more foul problems. 50 seconds left in the half. High post, ball deflected, bad pass stolen, and picked up by Barbie. Front court Malachi, crossover all the way, lays it up and good. Boy, he is tough. That crossover is a killer.
He's got some guards that can finish around the rim, which is a sight for sore eyes.
62-27, shot clock is still on. It shows 15-21 on the game clock. Over on the right point, Proctor on the low block right side. Backs down against Goose. Turns, faces, missed it, tipped across, picked up by A7. 10 seconds to go in the half. Here comes Ace. Puts it on the floor all the way. Gets trapped, kicks it far corner. Goose for a three at the horn. No good. And that's the end of the first half. And the score, the Grizzlies in the first meeting against the Lions this year led at the half 50-28. In this one, they lead 62-27. And now, it's Grizzly Halftime, brought to you by Missouri State University. West Plains, New Beginnings, Endless Possibilities. And the Calico Rocks Pirates, I'm not sure what grades we're talking about here, but certainly a youth league group. They'll play a little scrimmage here at halftime to entertain the fans, and a lot of times the halftime entertainment can be pretty entertaining. So we'll watch close. Anyway, halftime is here, 62-27, and we'll come back in 3 minutes on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Do you feel that chill in the air and see the wild geese flying south? Here in the Ozarks, cold weather can hit us quick and hard. It's time to prepare diesel fuel in your tractor, pickup, and over-the-road truck. Here at Hirsch Feed, West Plains store, Dr. Greg has just the prescription, so you don't have to call 911. Yes, we have 911 Power Service products along with other diesel fuel products. We have Howes, Lucas, and QMI fuel additives. But remember, you need to keep that engine warm for those freezing nights. We have green concentrate antifreeze at $9.49 per gallon. But don't forget to add a block heater. We have heaters for the coolant and also 200-watt magnetite for the oil pan. So when the temperatures drop below 32 degrees, think of Dr. Greg and his interns for your winter operation.
KDY 24/7
weather. Weather forecast is just looking like it's all over the place here lately. Dan in the Weather Center, tonight's low 48 degrees. Tomorrow, we were supposed to get a pretty decent amount of rain. It looks like significantly less is expected now. A high of 67 and a low of 47. Scattered thunderstorms are a likelihood throughout the day. Friday, maybe a tiny amount of precipitation is expected, a high of 58 and a low of 39.
Time for Grizzly Halftime, brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
It is 62-27 at halftime. The Grizzlies they've had their run of it, just like the first time these teams played here, back November 1st it was. And the Grizzlies were out 50-28 at the half. And here they lead by a count of 62-27. And the biggest difference to me is athleticism.
Oh, yeah. You can tell there's a big difference. I mean, they have athletes, obviously. You don't get to play this level of college ball without being some sort of athletic or have some sort of athletic ability. But the Grizzlies just are much more athletic, much more aggressive, and that's helping them get to the rack. And with our guards, we finish pretty well.
Really do. When you talk about A7, Sean Glass, Ty Smith, Malachi Lindsey, you could throw probably Javon Barbie and Desai Green in there too. When it comes to general toughness and ability to get the ball through the rim, the Grizzly guards are really good in that respect. In the halftime scoring, Ace Evans has 13 points, 10-point first half for Malachi Lindsey. I thought Malachi played one of his better halves in quite a while.
Yeah.
Also with 9 points, Javon Barbie, 8-point first half for Goose Blobenfeld, who's shooting the ball with great confidence right now. 7 for Ty Smith, 6 for Josiah Green, 4 points for Sean Glass, 3 for Clayton Robinson, 2 for Devontae Barley. The Link Gear Prep Lions leading scorer at the half. They haven't scored much. 6 points for Aiden Gazaway and 5 points for Carter Keeling, their two bigger guys up front. But after that, you're talking 4-2-2-3-2-3, and that's it. So, again, the Grizzlies' athleticism really went it out. And we really started well. A lot of the Grizzlies' issues, you can remember games that we had here last year. There were a lot of games where we would get in an early hole because we couldn't make a stinking shot.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about just right out of the gate, first 3 or 4 or 5 minutes of the ball game. You come out cold and get in a deep hole against a Region 16 team, you're in dire straits. But tonight is a good example of it. And a lot of the games here at the Civic Center this year, we haven't had many draggy starts. In fact, I think we've started really well in most of the games here.
I believe so. I mean, we've seen spurts at some point during the halves where we kind of dry up at the three-point line, and it kind of brings back, you know, the nightmares of games that have been. But we've been able to start pretty well most games, and that's able to keep us in it and at least, you know, be competitive in most games.
The Grizzlies are 6-2 at home, and I'm not saying that we haven't had an issue this year. The times that we have had were really early in the season, probably in the first, I don't know, inside the first month of the season, we had a few games like that. But by and large, this basketball team just shoots the ball a lot better than the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, and I think the other big thing is we're not relying on one or two people this year. Everybody has shown glimpses that they can score and be relied on as a scorer. And so I think that's one of the biggest differences so far. I mean, we've got Ace, we've got Sean, Josiah can score. And those three are probably their main scorers, but Ty can be relied on. So can Mackay or Malachi. So we've just got a host of more scorers, and that's going to help our shooting percentages as well.
If the Grizzlies win this game, this will be the longest winning streak for the Grizzly program since the 2017-2018 season. That year, the Grizzlies won their first 11 games on the schedule before they finally lost one December the 1st to Indian Hills and went on to win 25 games and were one win from going to the national tournament that year. And that year's team, if you don't remember it very well, that was Sadar Calhoun, Eric Levette, and that was a really good basketball team with some really good high-end talent. Of course, Sadar Calhoun ended up playing at Florida State, Drake, and Texas Tech, and probably the Washington Generals. He played for a whole bunch of teams, but Sadar is just a phenomenal, phenomenal offensive talent. And those teams, that team was really good. That was Chris Pope. And the Grizzlies have since then not been able to put together anything close to that kind of success back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back like we're seeing so far here. Since the Grizzlies started this win streak, they've got it now to five, trying to get it to six. But we're not going to be enamored with win streak. We're just going to get enamored with wins in the second half of the season, because each game in Region 16 is going to be really tough, and the Grizzlies will have the best team in the league. Well, really, I think they are 14-1. Well, I got it right here. Moberly is 15-1. They moved up to number 13 in the rankings. They moved up one spot since last week. Number one team in the nation is Snow College from out in Utah. They're undefeated. They're 16-0. Vincennes from Indiana, they're undefeated, 15-0, with Midland College from Texas. And there was another, I think it was Walter State Community College. They're 14-0, but they're just ranked number 16. Walters State does not play in a very strong region for junior college basketball, and they make the national tournament, seems like, every year, and they get knocked out first round every year. And this year will probably be no exception. They're good for where they're at, but when it gets to the national tournament, that's a whole different kettle of fish. But anyway, Snow College is the number one team in the country right now. After a three-minute break, second half gets ready to start. Grizzlies with a 62-27 lead at the Civic Center on Calico Rock Night. And we're back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Anger simmering in Minneapolis. Protesters gathering this evening after an immigration agent shot and killed a woman. She appeared to be blocking an ICE operation with her vehicle. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says she also hit an agent with that SUV.
The ICE officer, fearing for his life and the other officers around him and the safety of the public, fired defensive shots.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey rejected that story, saying the woman was killed. She's been identified as 37-year-old Renee Good. President Trump proposing a major increase in U.S. military spending. Fox's Kevin Uretsky.
President Trump says Congress should approve $1.5 trillion in military spending for the next fiscal year, a more than 50% increase in the current $900 billion defense budget.
In a True Social post, the president says the increase will allow the U.S. military to build a dream military. America's listening to Fox News.
If you qualify for Albert Instant Advance. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription is required for Instant Advance. Please see the Albert app or Albert.com for subscription pricing. Subscriptions can be canceled at any time.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? You can get up to a $1,000 advance fast to pay for car repairs, bills, rent, groceries, whatever you need. Plus, Albert can help you find ways to save and give you a custom budget to actually grow your money.
Albert can get me up to $1,000?
Exactly. But they do more than get you up to $1,000. Albert is your financial assistant, helping you budget, save, and spotting you money in a pinch.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code BUDGET to get up to $1,000 for your bills, rent, groceries, and more. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code BUDGET to get up to $1,000. Use code BUDGET to get up to $1,000.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
It's wintertime, and that means you will need a little something extra to deal with the cold and freezing temperatures. Hirsch is here to help. Everything from snow shovels to stovepipes, plus rugged and durable clothing to keep you warm. Boots by top brands like Ariat, Red Wing, Muck, and others to keep your feet warm and dry. Stop in and see us today.
Today's Hot New Country, 102.5. KKDY is KKDY-FM, West Plains, Missouri.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Back with Curtis Ballou. Over here on the far right, we have the one and the only Darcy's dad. He's taking care of the live stream over here, Drew Joyce. And we're reset and ready to go. 20 minutes on the clock, and here we go. It'll be Link Deer basketball. It's our second half. 62-27 is the score. 35-point game in favor of the Grizzlies, and Grizzlies starting the zone defense. Inside, Proctor knocked away, stolen, picked up by Tyrell Smith. Turnover number 10 on Link here tonight. Tyrell on the wing, goes in, feeds it across, and right to Bryce Proctor. Third Grizzly turnover tonight. Cross-court pass on the wing to the point. Gola kicks it left side, here's a shot by Fisher, no good. Rebound will go way long to midcourt. Angola picks it up. Now ball tipped out of bounds by Ace Evans. It'll stay with Link here, 19-16 to go in the second half. Played inbounds by Fisher James from New Braunfels, Texas. Over on the right side in the corner. Deep three ball is no good. Rebounded by Ace Evans. Ace up the right side, Barbie to the corner. Sean Glass. That's a mismatch right there. Get it back to Sean. To the corner. Sean has it. Cuts across the lane. Far side, high pass, caught by Barbie. Baseline drive, feeds it across to the corner. Good ball movement. Ace Evans open three, and no good. Rebound, Desiah Green gets it, puts it up, no good. Foul on the play, and he'll shoot two. Desiah Green won the rebound that time between two black shirts for Linkier.
Didn't get a bucket there, but great offensive possession, finding an open man for a good look at a bucket.
So Desiah Green goes to the line. First try, good.
He's the first one to block.
And he'll get one more. And no good. Rebound off. What a rebound by Sean Glass. He stays it back in, but it's picked off by Linkier. Up the right side, and now Ace comes up with a steal. Up ahead, here's a driving layup by Sean Glass. Good with the right hand from the left side. Sean has six. 65-27. A near steal again. Knocked away from Perez, and he'll pick it up and move it back out. Or Perry, I should say. High post, knocked away from Proctor. Picked up by Perry to the right point. Gola back over. Gola gets it back. Walked with the ball. Dribbles over. Back over it goes. Perry with a long three. He shot a 25-footer that went 22. Now it's picked up by the Grizzlies. Down the middle of the floor, Desiah. All the way lays it up, but no good. And picked up by Perry. We go back the other way. To the corner, Gola gets control, gives it in the lane. Here's Perry with a shot high off the board, no good. And a foul call with 17:42 to go. 65-27. Grizzlies lead it here at the Civic Center tonight.
I think that he was bailed out with that foul call there and also had to take that shot at the end of the shot clock for that long three.
And the first try, he'll get one more here. 17-42, 65-28. So they break the ice here in the second half with one there. Perry can't get the second rebound. It's put up no good, and the Grizzlies get control. Front court, Sean Glass, left corner. Barbie, back it goes. Sean in the left corner. Deep three ball is good. I don't come over to the Civic Center very often during the week, but the times I do, it's not unusual to see Sean Glass in here shooting. On the left elbow, good shot, pulled up from 15. Carter Keeley has 7 points. for the Lions, 68-30. Sean all the way in the hole again, puts it up again, and good again. He is not that much bigger than the guy guarding him, if he's bigger, but he is stronger and faster. Free throw line. Back to the right wing. Still back at him with Gola. Step out. Here's another two. No good by Keeley. He missed everything but the backboard. Well, that was Colin Frazier. He's just in the ball game. 12 instead of 42. Here's a drive up and around and good. And again, getting to the rim to Zaya Green. He's got 9, 72 to 30. Link here will pull it back out front on the left side of the floor to the right with Gola. Now back it goes to the point. Ball tipped away out front. Near steal is stolen. Lob up ahead. A7 takes it in, lays it up and good.
I feel like Ace just plays the game at his own pace and slows everything down for himself.
Everything is moving so fast, but he's smart enough to know that sometimes if you slow down, everything will just fly right by you. Timeout on the floor, 74-30. 16-11 to play in the ball game. Grizzlies already with 74. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Fisher James in the front court. Now a turnover on Link here. That ball was a bullet by Judah Lauterbach to his left, right into the front row, court side. 74-30, Grizzly basketball, 16:02 to go. Zaya Green with Malachi Lindsay on the court, plus Gustav Blobenfeld, Sean Glass, and Javon Barbie. Barbie with it, curls to the elbow, back to the point, left point, Malachi Lindsay. Left corner. Here's Desiah. Open shot. Three ball around and out. Rebound, though. Barbie goes up strong. Got it blocked. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Grizzlies. 15:46 to play in the half. And we get another timeout. 15:46 to play in the half. 74-30. Grizzlies. Back in a minute on KDY.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast. And that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life. Built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
First Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Are you ready for number one? Then you're ready for Steel, the number one selling brand of chainsaws worldwide. Steel makes over 30 models of chainsaws designed for homeowners and professionals. Hirsch Speed and Farm Supply is a platinum level certified Steel dealer and can match you with the model that's right for your needs. Get the world's number one selling brand of chainsaw, Steel, at Hirsch Speed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Are you ready for a Steel?
Grizzly Sports continues now.
15:40 to go. Grizzly basketball. Sean Glass, deep left corner. Three won't go. Ball pulled down by Judah Lauterbach. And back comes Link here. On the left side, they'll launch a quick three. That's no good. Rebound by Barbie. And he points up the court. Gives it to Sean Glass. Let's go again. Sean on the corner, in the corner. Hesitates. Goes baseline. Fall away from 10 feet. Side iron. Won't fall. Tipped out of bounds by Link here. Stays with the Grizzlies. And the mystery has been solved. We were only half right. Calico Rock is and has been the Pirates. We are referencing BlackRock. Inbound play in the corner. Gustav with it. Pass in the middle. Huff bait. Ball away by Malachi. Rims off. Tipped over by Gustav. Picked up by Gazaway. And now up the right sideline. From right to left. Link here prep. They have 3 points in the first 5 minutes. And an extension of the first half. Here's a reach-in foul on Malachi Lindsay out front. Last night, the West Plains Scissors just made mincemeat out of the Salem Tigers. Great shooting performance. And here's a reach-in foul on Josiah Green. And they'll stop the clock with 14:44 to go.
And Salem's having a pretty good year this year.
They're 6-5 now. And last night, West Plains led after one, 24-8.
Oh, wow.
We made everything. Here's a shot from the wing. That's up and good. And that goes down as a two. Lauterbach now with eight. Now here's a shot. That's up and good. Mackay gets the lay-in, and that gives him, he's having a really good night tonight. He's got 12 points. 76-32. Fisher James against the zone for the Grizzlies. Pump fake, hit well on the baseline. Here's a pull-up from 12. Rattles comes out. Rebound, Desiah has it. He's going to go one-on-three here. To the right side, lean in, left-hand lamp. He switched hands to midair and laid it off the glass. Good.
Normally you don't win the one-on-three, but I guess you can tonight.
78-32. Lauterbach drives in, cut off at the left point. There's an open shot for a three. No good. Rims off to the right corner. Taken down by Ace Evans. Down the key. Here's Ace. Spins it up off the rim and no good. But he'll shoot twice with 13:33 to go. 78-32. The Grizzlies have outscored Link here in the second half, 16-5. Third foul call on Aiden Gazaway, and now the free throw shooter is Ace Evans, and he drains the first one. . 79-32, 13:33 to play. Next try, good. Ace Evans continues his nice night. He's got 17. Baseline, Gazaway. Here's the pass to the high block, high post from the block. Now out to the right point. Lauterbach has it. Dribbles in, fade away from 10, and a line drive goes in. Judah Lauterbach now has 7. Malachi up front. Step back, 3-ball, left point, no good. Long rebound picked up by Ace. He goes up and around. Reverse layup is good. Ace Evans may be the best scorer that we've had since Shadar Calhoun. He can score in so many different ways.
And the fact that he was on the JV squad last year says all that you need to know.
Way out for a three. Back iron. No good. Rebounded off by Malachi. Malachi up the middle of the floor. Hesitates. Turns it up. Goes up and scores with the right hand from the left side.
That pushes the lead to 50, if my math is correct.
In the middle. Gazaway gets tied up, and he lost the basketball. Now a bad pass up the floor by Goose is stolen by Lauterbach. 2-on-1, dish it across, then turned it over out of bounds. There's our video guy applauding that fine defensive play of fumbling it out, fumbling the ball out of bounds. 84-34. Ace Evans right up the middle of the court. On the right wing, Malachi. Jab step, gets in the paint, kicks it far side to Bonnie Barley. Devontae puts it on the deck, spins to the middle, a little right-hand shot is good. Boy, he is. He's got all the shots. Devontae Barley now with four. 86-34. And that's steal. Ace Evans with it. All the way in the hole, lay it up and in. Ace has 21. Link here to the baseline in the right corner. Gazaway works in, forces up the shot. No good. Late whistle and a late foul call on the Grizzlies with 11:22 to go now.
Clayton Robbins for the Grizzlies.
Clayton Robbins, who just slipped into the ball game, he has three fouls.
Timeout
on the court with the score of the Grizzlies, 88. Link here, Prep Academy from Branson, 34. Back in a minute on KDY.
Dear employer,
my name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Roskovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dizer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you are used to.
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic, inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
More than just a tire store.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
88-34, and it'll be Link Gear Prep at the free throw line. This is a full-scale blowout, 54, making a 53-point lead as that free throw goes in. 88-35. One more to come for Aiden Gazaway, and it's good. He's been good at the line. He's 6 out of 6. The Grizzlies, as a team, are 14 out of 17 from the free throw line. 88-36, Grizzly ball, right side, it's Malachi, popping to the top, Clayton Robbins. They don't give Clayton too much room over here, he's going to shoot it. That's what my prediction was. Nope, Ace Evans has it. He steps over, he'll shoot it. Three ball, right point, no good. Tipped out of bounds by Linkier. Damani Barley, Clayton Robbins, Malachi Lindsay, Gustav Blobenfeld, and Ace Evans are your five in white. Inbound play. To the corner, Clayton, outside, Ace. Malachi now with 13 on the shot clock. Drives lane, stops, fadeaway jumper, side iron, spins off. Picked up by Gazaway with 10:44 to play. Now in the front, Tamir Perry over on the right side, Louderback to the baseline, bounce pass down to Gazaway. Pass inside, bad pass stolen away by Damani Barley. Up ahead, and here's Malachi. He thought about dunking it, and he let it go late and laid it in, and I think Malachi may have. And he didn't hurt himself, but he went up oddly. I don't think he decided until the last minute that he was not going to try to dunk that.
Yeah, I think there's some indecision there. I'm not entirely sure he didn't kind of aggravate something there. He's still kind of acting like it a little bit.
In the front court now. He'll skip pass it over. Louderback. No shot available. Bounce pass out to Perry at the right point. Grizzlies straight up man-to-man. They lob it to the high post. Hook pass to the baseline. Gazaway to his left. Shoots off the board. No good. Straight on. Rebound comes off to Barley. Grizzlies on offense now. Damani Barley crosses over. Spins to the middle. Far side no-look pass. Gustav Blobenfeld with a three. No good. Rebound, Malachi Lindsay, timed that perfectly, goes up and scores.
Maybe he's fine.
I think he's all right. I think he has. No, I know he has. 18 points. 92-36. Clatter back in. Goes up, blocked by Tyrell Smith. Grizzlies back 2-on-1. Ace Evans all the way in, puts it up with the left hand too hard. Gazaway with the rebound. We got some tired guys out there right now. Down the middle of the lane. Ball put up, no good. Rebound is loose on the deck, picked up by the Grizzlies, Malachi Lindsey. We only have 9 dressed out tonight. At the point, here's Ace again for 3, and it's good. 4-3. Ace has 4 threes. It's 95-36. At the right elbow, they'll hold with Frazier. At the left point, Perry, 3, goes off the back iron, tipped to the far right corner, tipped out of bounds now by Linkfield. Shedarius Glass back the ball game for the Grizzlies. And it'll be Bryce Proctor back in the ball game for Linkier. So it's now Damani Barley with Sean Glass, Ty Smith, Malachi Lindsey, and Gustav Blavenfeld. Over on the left side, Sean Glass drives up and around. What a shot as he lays it in. He was behind the backboard and reached back with his right hand and flipped it in. Did I see that right?
I think you did, and everything's just falling for the Grizzlies tonight.
And now another ball tipped away by Tyrell Smith. Grizzlies come back after the turnover. Damani Barley spins to the hole, puts it up off the board, won't fall, tipped over, picked up by Proctor. He brings it back 2-on-2. Step through, layup, no good, foul on the play.
How many steps was he going to take, though?
That was a walk. 97-36. You can call it a Euro step. You can call it a high step.
Well,
you can call it a do-si-do. I don't care. That's a walk.
Picked up his dribble. I think around the three-point line, and he's not Giannis or anything like that. He took about 5 steps to get to the paint.
97-37. The lead is 60 points. Next one good. Now it's 59. Bryce Proctor makes it 97-38. Damani Barley in the front court. Tyrell Smith. He'll shoot a 3 from the wing. That's good.
Tyrell Smith for 3.
100-38. 7:48 to go. Louder back, wop pass, bad pass stolen. Barbie lobs it ahead to Money. Dunk it, son. He does with 2 hands. Demonte's got 6 and he steals the ball at midcourt. We could have a repeat here. Nope, play-in. Good. The kids on the bench all were standing up with their hands in the air and they laid it in and they're giving him the raspberries. What's wrong with you? That is pretty good. Here's a 2. That's up at 8. It's now 104. That's a 3, actually. It gave him 3 on the shot. 104-81. Now Barbie in the middle. Here's a pull-up shot from 10 feet. Good. Javon Barbie now with 11 points. At the point, Brody Gillespie at the right side. Here's Keeling with a 3. No good. Ball comes off. Tyrell Smith. Sean Glass on the left side. Pull-up shot, and no good. Rebound long. Damani Barley gets it. He dribbles in, blew a tire, fell down, and a whistle and a foul.
Foul should be number 12.
Colin Frazier with the foul, and 6:35 to play. There, all the doubt was eliminated in this game in the first 3 minutes. It's 106. The 41, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now more Grizzly sports action.
.106-41, 6:35 to play in the basketball game at the Civic Center. Back at it after the Christmas break at the Joe Paul Evans Arena. Sean Glass on the inbound play. Gets it in, cutting. Barbie lays it up and good. Out of the play, the basket counts as that. That was a set play coming out of the timeout. Ran well and a great play.
We're going to add that. I think that's the first time I've seen it. We're going to add that one.
Barbie now with 13 points. And the third foul call on Judah Lauterbach for the Lions. Free throw no good. Rebounded by Bryce Proctor for Linkier Prep. Up front at the free throw line. Hook pass cross. Tip to the air. Stolen away. Tip to head. Grizzlies have a 3-on-2. Devontae Barley wrapped up. And he got...
No, they're going to call a foul on the play. No, I think they called a walk.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Should call a foul. Travel violation is only... That's only the sixth turnover.
Well, I've counted. What's wrong with you?
How'd that turn out? I can't see it from here. Mizzou beat Kentucky?
By five.
That's fantastic. Free throw line. Dump down pass. Proctor lays it up. And good. Foul the play. And the basket counts. Desiah Green got him with his fourth foul. And Bryce Proctor from Miami, Florida. Well, that's big enough to go to work. 108-43, and he'll get a free throw here. And he's got 6 points tonight, and his free throw is good. Tyrell Smith, top of the circle. Penetrates all the way, right hand. Scoop shot, spun in, and good from the left side of the glass. Ty's got a dozen. We got a lot of people. They're having big nights. At the left point, no good. Rebound, Tyrell kicks it out. Here we go with a 4-on-2. Sean Glass up ahead, tip pass picked up. Left hand layup, good by Desiah Green for the second time tonight. He switches hands in midair and lays it in with the left hand. 112-44. Free throw line, 13-foot jump shot is good. Knocked down by Carter Keeling. He's got 9 for the Lions. 112-46. Sean Glass works his way in. Tough shot off the glass. Good with people all over him and got it to fall after he put it high off the board.
I think we could throw almost anything up and it'd fall at this point.
Sean's got 10 and a half and 14 for the game. In the right corner, here's another deep three. That's Fisher James. No good. Ball tipped over. Picked up. Sean Glass. Good. Pass ahead. Barbie with a right-hand dunk and he missed it. Rebound comes out long. Tyrell Smith has it. At the point, Clayton Robbins with a 3. No good. Ball tipped high in the air. Tipped over. And saved by the Grizzlies. Sean Glass. 4:40 to go. Fresh 20 on the shot clock. Sean crosses over. Pull up 17-footer. No good. Rebound Barbie. Puts it up and in. Timeout. We have, well, it's not going to be a full timeout. It's going to be substitutions. Malachi comes in for Sean Glass. And a couple of changes at least for Linkier. The Grizzlies right now have Clayton Robbins, Desiah Green, Javon Barbie, Tyrell Smith, and Malachi Lindsey. Thanks to James Hurt for correcting my dumb head earlier, thinking Calico Rock was the Zebras. They're the Pirates. Here's a free throw jumper. Fall away, no good. Rebounded. Here's a 2-on-3 break, and Barbie gets bumped, kicks it out. Desiah, 3 is good. .119-46, 4 minutes to play. On the left side, Fisher James to the high post. Keeling lobs it over to Perry. Perry, the Grizzlies have gone zone now. They go to the low block. Gazaway turns, shoots an air ball. Tyrell Smith up the right side. What will the final score be? Pass inside, no good. Tipped up, no good. Rebound Tyrell. Hook pass, throws it over to Joe on the bench. He wasn't ready for it. And a turnover.
After the media
timeout. 3:28 to play. 119-46, Grizzlies. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, this is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Stay warm this winter with a variety of heaters. We have kerosene, electric propane, and dual fuel heaters. We also have pellet stoves and wood stoves, stove pipe, adapters, fire brick, suet cleaner, and remover, chimney caps, brushes, and much, much more. If you've got wood to heat your home or workshop, take a look at the complete line of steel chainsaws. Come by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply today in West Plains and see us and stay warm this winter.
The Ozark Self-Care Team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozark Self-Care has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
Here's a steal at Tyrell Smith with a tomahawk at one end, and that makes it 121-46 in the left quarter. Perry with a three, no good for the Lions, and the Grizzlies will slow up. They'll take their foot off the gas for about a fraction of a second. And now back the other end to Monty Barley. Pitched up with the left hand, no good. Rebounded by Fisher James. Back come Linkier. 121-46. Perry to the low block. Gazaway posts up on Clayton Robbins out on the wing. Fisher James three, no good. And Clayton Robbins with a rebound for the Grizzlies. And he and Gazaway trading some elbows. Now in the left corner in the front court. Cut to the hole all the way. Layup Malachi, good. He never stopped from the time he took off down the floor. He went straight to the basket. Lob pass, cross, tipped out of bounds by Clayton Robbins. It'll stay with Linkier. 2:16 to go, 123-46. And at the end of the frivolities here, we'll pick our Grizzly player of the game, brought to you by Don's Auto Service. Who will it be? It's going to be hard tonight. 123-46. And we'll talk to the head coach of the Grizzlies here in just a bit. Jared Fay, here's another steal. Pass up ahead. Tyrell to Damani. Steps through. Right hand shot over top of his head. No good. Tipped out of bounds. And it'll be Grizzly basketball. 1:54 to go. This has been a productive game in a lot of ways, and I think simply from a confidence standpoint, here's Tyrell with another three, and that's good from the right point.
Tyrell Smith, 4-3.
Nothing wrong with Tyrell's confidence. He's got 15 points. Now another steal up front, and a foul on the way up the floor. Well, that's one way to stop the fast break. You just grab the guy, and he falls down.
So you see a lot of lopsided scores throughout college basketball, especially early in the season. I think the most lopsided I saw was about an 83-point game. And we're real close. And we have a minute and a half left.
It's 80 right now. Underneath Robbins, post inside, goes up, left-hand shot, no good, but he got fouled, he'll shoot two. So Clayton Robbins will have a chance. He made a three in the first half, but he's got a chance to add a couple more here. What did I tell you? We had 7 threes in the first half, right?
I believe so.
First free throw is good by Clayton Robbins, the West Plains High School graduate. We made 11 tonight. And the next one, good.
What's the high point mark you've seen in a Grizzly game, Har?
In recent years, best of my memory, probably 14. Over on the right. I'm trying to remember how many we had against Butler here.
We had
a ton.
What about total points, though?
This one's going to be pretty close. Pass inside. Perry shoots inside and scores as he posted right under the basket. Have to go back and look down the key. Here's a scoop shot to Monty Barley. Up and good, and a foul on the play. He tossed it straight up in the air, and the net never moved.
It didn't look like he made it. I barely saw the net move. Well, I said you could literally throw anything up and it'd fall at this point, and it's true.
130 to 48, 101 to go. Damani Barley puts it up and good. That's 83. This may be a record, a school record tonight for margin of victory. And now Malachi Lindsay will be called on a foul with 49 seconds to go. I'd like to know if it's high or the record for total points as well. It's got to be close. It's going to be up there, especially in a regulation game without overtimes. Mark Taylor at the line. First free throw is no good. One more to follow, and we only have a minute to go in this one. One more try, and it's good. 131 to 49. That means we're only going to have maybe one more possession here. Malachi Lindsay with it. We're in no rush to do anything. We're just running time. Tyrell steps through. Hook pass across at the shot clock. Banked in. He spotted himself. But it was after the clock went off. So we're guilty of a shot clock violation and still made the shot. 25 seconds left. Taylor from way out right side. Good. Knocked the bottom out of that. His first basket. And that'll be the ball game. Your final score in this is going to be 131 to 52. Grizzlies picked the win up. They're 6th in a row. They're now 9-7 on the season. And as far as, I don't know. Who do you want for the player game? Huh? Why don't you do Malachi? He had a great night tonight. That's a really good pick. Malachi Lindsay is the Dobbs Auto Service player of the game, finished tonight with 20 points. Ace Evans was terrific again. He had 24 to lead the Grizzlies, but everybody played, everybody scored, and for the most part, Clayton Robbins, he had 5 points, but everybody else was in double figures. So now, we'll talk to Jared Bay on our postgame coming up in 1 minute on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store. Dobbs Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Dobbs Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Final score again is 131 to 52. Our Don's Auto Service player of the game, Malachi Lindsay, he was really effective tonight. But you can say that about a lot of people. The worst part about the Christmas break was we had to stop playing when we've been playing some of our best basketball over the past couple of seasons. Well, the question was, can we pick it up where we left off? I don't know if we did that tonight, but we looked like a team that was pretty sharp.
Yeah, we did. You know, you worry about your conditioning. Is it back to where it needs to be? Just the little things. Do we get back in transition well enough? Do we rebound? Do we move the ball? We did all those things. So regardless of the score, I felt like we played well.
We have an issue here starting the second half of the season. We've got players that aren't available, and so we're playing a little bit shorthanded. You only had nine tonight. It didn't matter really tonight, but it's going to matter later on.
Yeah, yeah, we got the grind of our schedule now. You know, the 3-16 play, and got to get ready to play everybody three times. It's going to be a lot of battles, very physical game. You know, we play at Moberly Saturday, and no better way to start off the region play is at Moberly. Really good team.
How do you feel you're equipped? I think you're much better equipped overall going into the region season than you have been in any of the years that you've been here.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm still concerned about size at times and certain things like that, but I feel like the guys are really in a groove, playing really well together. Team rebounding, again, can't say, you know, Javon Barbie picked up right where he left off. He's been huge for us, rebounding the ball, blocking some shots, playing the big man for us, basically. He's not a big man, but he's doing that for us.
And it's hard for some guys to play that position when you're 6'5" because you're going to get some shots blocked, and people don't like to get their shots blocked. You've got to be stubborn enough to get it blocked, get it, and go back up again, don't you?
Yeah, that's the thing with Javon. You know, he's coach's kid, and he's probably his kid. If you asked how many points he scored tonight, he probably couldn't tell you. He can do all the little things for us, but again, credit to a lot of guys. I feel like everyone's really dialed in to form as a team.
So we've got the region season ready to kick into gear Saturday at Moberly, and then we'll be back here in a week playing against Mineral Area College, and I'm sure we'll have a really good crowd for that first region game. And it makes a difference. I don't care how you slice it up. It makes a lot of difference when we got a good crowd here, got the baseball team here and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have our students. That'll be nice. We got a new speaker system in here. I believe it's the first new speaker system in the center history. So get this place rocking. We're going to need the fans.
Jared Payton, congratulations. 9-7. This is the longest winning streak for the Grizzlies since 2017.
Wow.
That year, Chris Pope started about 11-0 and then ran into Indian Hill.
Thanks, coach.
All right, Jared Payton, head coach of the Grizzlies, and they are now 9-7. Our Don's Auto Service player of the game, again, is Malachi Lindsay in the scoring column tonight. 24 for Ace Evans, 20 for Malachi, 16 points for Josiah Green, 14.9 for Sean Glass, 15 points for Javon Barbie, 11 for Damani Barley, 8 points for Goose Blobenfelt, and 5 for Clayton Robbins. So all but two of the Grizzlies that played tonight finished in double figures. Final score, 131-52. The Grizzlies 9-7 will be at Moberly at the Fitzsimmons John Arena on Saturday night. Be sure to tune in for the broadcast of that here on Hot Country KDY at 7 o'clock start time. Till then, thanks to our crew here, crew of four, if I count myself, with Drew Joyce, along with Curtis Ballou, and back in the studio, Dylan Groves. I'm Harlan Hutchinson from the Joe Paul Evans Arena. Final score again, 131-52, the Grizzlies, with the win over Linkier Prep Academy from Branson. Harlan Hutchinson saying goodnight from Section 208 at the Civic Center.
Grizzly Sports has been brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. This transmission of Grizzly Sports is a production of Ozark Radio Sports and a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.